Okay, so welcome to this week's Ladle of Inspiration. It's great to see everybody. The Ladle of Inspiration is the inspiration part of our show. Tu B'Shvat is a very, very funny holiday. It's supposed to be a new year for trees. I so you always wonder, what does a tree need a new year for? Now, on one level, of course, we know that there are different mitzvot that are done with trees and vegetation in Eretz Yisrael, anything which has Kedushat HaAretz, in different years, different amounts of the fruit of the produce are given to different members of society. Sometimes you have to give it to the poor. Sometimes you have to give it to Kohanim or Leviim. Sometimes you have to go and bring it to go to the Beit HaMikdash and to Yerushalayim. You should go over there and it's like an added incentive. Imagine if we were required to take a certain percentage of our income every year and go to Israel and spend it, right? It's a wild thought if you think about it. But if we want to make sure that everyone stays connected to the Beit HaMikdash, to the message of Yerushalayim, it's an unbelievable mitzvah why we have to bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it there in order that you should get the Yerushalayim experience. It's a fantastic thought. And what an unbelievable way of staying connected. If you think about it, I was just in Israel and doing the birthright thing. So it's an amazing thing when you're walking around how we stay connected to a land for thousands of years of our absence. And you say, well, how did you do such a thing? When I was a kid in Camp Ramah in the Berkshires, the Dalai Lama came to Camp Ramah in the Berkshires. That was a pretty interesting thing itself. And he wanted to know, how do you maintain an identity in a diaspora? Because they were exiled, the Dalai Lama and his crew were exiled from their land of Tibet. How do you maintain an identity when you're far away? When we understand that you're connected, you're so kashur, you're so connected to the land, you have to go bring portion of your fruit to Yerushalayim and eat all the time. Of course, it's going to stay there in our mind. That's not the inspiration part, although that is pretty inspiring. So we have to count the years. So when did it become such a festive holiday? It used to just be, it just used to be like an accounting thing. You had to make sure we have Lahavdil, we have it, April 15th, you have to get all your taxes in. So Tu B'Shvat, you have to make sure that you get all of your tithes in. But the Mekubalim said that, there's a special spiritual essence to this day as well. When a person looks outside, we go out to that tree, looking out there in the yard, and you say, hey, tree, happy birthday, happy new year. The tree doesn't look like it's doing much at all. Right? The tree looks actually kind of dead. What type of new year for trees is this, if all the trees look like that nothing's happening? So the Gemara says, the truth is that at this point in the year, this is when the sap in the tree begins to rise. The tree's having a new year, you can't even tell. The tree is having new year. The tree looks pretty dead. But it's at that very moment that the tree is really starting over. The fact of the matter is that in order to understand the contextualization of the calendar of Shvat, we need to understand what was before it in Tevet. Tevet is a month which is very, very cold. Right? We have Kislev, we have Tevet, and then we have Shvat. Each one of them has a different character. Right? If Kislev is all about fighting the darkness, right? It's the holiday of Hanukkah, and for those Hasidically inclined, it's the month also of Yutet Kislev, where the light fights the darkness. In Tevet, it looks like the darkness wins, right? We have Asar B'Tevet. It's the holiday of besiegement. It's the fast day of besiegement. When it looks like you're drowning. In Kabbalah also, there's a lot reflected, this concept that the month of Tevet is the cold is so much it seems to swallow you up. In psychology, we have a phenomenon known as seasonal affective disorder, SAD. Not that you just said, but it's SAD, seasonal affective disorder, that people like become depressed because of the approaching darkness. There's more darker in the day than light, and it's cold, and you're stuck inside, and you sort of shut down emotionally as well. Shvat is the month where things start to percolate. Shvat is a month where the sap begins to rise, and even it's still cold outside. It's still dark outside. But we're making a comeback. And part of it in our life, when we have portions in our life that are cold and dark also, in an existential that feeling, an existential way. I'm feeling cold and dark. I'm feeling that I'm not bringing myself out of my potential. How does a person start over from a feeling of neutral? So the Holy of Tu B'Shvat tells us that it's when the snap begins to rise. We consider a new year, we consider a new beginning, when the juices just start to begin to flow. When a person has a little bit of inspiration and starts to nourish it. And it's funny, because there's a machloket in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the holiday for the trees? Is it the first of Shvat? Is it the 15th of Shvat? What do we count? How do we begin? So do we begin at the very, very beginning of Shvat? Or do we wait for the moon, right? When we look outside, the moon is telling us how strong the power of the month is. And Judaism also, we look outside, we say, each month is governed by the moon. How strong is it? Most Jewish holidays start, right, are there, right, with the moon at its climax. Because that idea is expressed by the month, is expressed by the moon. So do we wait for the very, very beginning? So according to Beit Shammai, yeah, that's how we start. We start, the beginning of the beginning. Beginning is just that little sliver of light of the moon. Beit Hillel, that was the way we hold with, though, is Tu B'Shvat. When we look outside, the moon is full and say that, you know what this month is about? This month is about when it's cold, and how do I start over? And at any starting over, any good idea, any time, even if it's just a little glimmer, that's already a beginning. That's already a starting over. That's a new year for trees. Because you look outside the tree isn't doing anything. Now, the tree right now is having a good idea to start over again. And that's good enough to call it Rosh Hashanah. That's good enough to start things over again. So what we celebrate on Tu B'Shvat, besides, of course, we eat our fruit, and we wish Happy New Year to trees, and people email me and say, happy Tu B'Shvat, I say, to you and yours that are celebrating, right? To you and your trees, too. Everyone gets you got to give a Happy New Year to you and your trees. So we can all have a Happy New Year for trees, even if we're not a tree. Because we have moments that it doesn't look like we're starting over. It looks like we're the same person we were yesterday. Say, no, now I'm a person with a plan. Not a person with a way to start over. The juices are starting to flow. Yes, it's cold. Yes, it's dark. It feels like nothing's happening. It's a time to be inspired and to start over again and start new projects. Because Shvat is the answer to Tevet. Tevet is darkness and coldness that swallows you up. Shvat is how we grow out of it. And agriculturally, we know this also, what happens. The Gemara makes a big deal, and the Sfarim make a big deal. How does it work? You put a seed in the ground, and the seed rots. So yeah, that potential, we could have ground it up and made bread out of it. No, it rotted. At that point, when the rotting is at its worst, that's when the seed bursts open and the plant begins to grow from that seed. It begins to germinate. It's a Tu B'Shvat moment. So we should merit many, many Tu B'Shvat moments and take a moment for the day to take in the Tu B'Shvatness of it, the Rosh Hashanah of the tree-ness of it, the moment of starting over when our sap begins to flow and new ideas and new potentials, the beginning of a new semester of all the good stuff that can be. To actualize that. And God should bless our efforts, with much, much success. Thank you all for joining me for a little bit of soup and some dried fruit.